Welt im Ohr. ÖRD Live. Ein Beitrag von Österreichs Agentur für Bildung und Internationalisierung.
Leute im Labor.
Ein Beet voller Jungpflanzen, strahlende Gesichter junger Studentinnen, dann ein weiteres Bild. Menschen, die in einer Halle getrocknete Äpfel weiterverarbeiten oder fertige Apfelchips in grüne Verpackungen füllen. Armenien hat eine Vielfalt an heimischen Kräutern, erzählt eine Rednerin der Appear in Practice Veranstaltung. Besonders stolz sei man auf die Aprikosenbäume, die im letzten Studienjahr erfolgreich gepflanzt wurden. Haben Sie sich jemals gefragt, wo Ihre Lebensmittel herkommen? Wie sie angebaut werden? Angesichts des Welttags gegen Lebensmittelverschwendung und der 20. Appear in Practice Veranstaltung widmen wir uns bei Welt im Ohr heute diesem Thema. Dem Thema biologische Landwirtschaft mit einem Fokus auf Armenien. Lauschen Sie mit uns und tauchen Sie ein in die Welt des Organic Farmings. Heute im Gespräch mit Studentinnen und Landwirtinnen aus Armenien und Agrarwissenschaftlerinnen des APEAR-Projekts Strengthening Organic Agriculture in Armenia, kurz SOA-Projekt.
Welcome to Welt im Ohr, a program funded by the Austrian Development Cooperation in the framework of APEAR, Austria's partnership program in higher education and research for development. So glad you tuned in. We're Mayara Hadaya and Momo Konishio, and today we've got amazing guests from Armenia in the studio. Welcome and hello. Bari Galust. Hi.
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 It's good to have you here. And this is Marian Movsisian, Luzine Nalbandian, Arek Galstian, and Diana Kasamanian. It's very nice to have you. How are you?
Great. Good. Fine. Okay. Thank you.
Marian, you're visiting Vienna now. You came for your cooperation. How do you like it?
It's not my first visit to Boku University, and during this week we have very interesting discussion between different departments. We are very happy.
Great.
I hope this cooperation will continue.
We will talk about this cooperation between Armenia and Austria. Yesterday at OEAD, we hosted APEAR in Practice, an event where project partners shared insights from their collaboration. And today we want to share this with our listeners. Then I have my guests here and I will present them also a little bit later. Talk a bit later also about the many interesting things you're doing. But for now, we want to first listen to an interview with Milena Klimek. She's the project coordinator on the Austrian side. In 2015, the EU launched a project in Armenia called OASE to boost organic farming. It ran for 3 years, co-funded by Austria's development agency. A new academic partnership between Austria and Armenia is now underway, supported by APEAR. Milena Klimek is leading the Austrian side and sharing insights with some impressions from the event APEAR in Practice.
My name is Milena Klimek. I work at the Institute for Development Research at Boku University. And I have the privilege to not only be part of SOA, but also of the predecessor project, the BOA project, Building Organic Agriculture in Armenia. So we've had a journey together of many years now.
Science can contribute a lot to organic farming, of course, but I think it's very important to remember the practitioners and not just the academia of publishing. This is, of course, people have different opinions on this. Having worked in this project, and particularly in the Armenian context, I have learned to really love this country and its people, who are immensely friendly, who give so much, not only to the project, but also personally. And for me, it was very, very important to do something that's beneficial. For me, it's also been a great honor to work with a peer. I've worked with many funders. A peer has been very flexible in allowing for things to occur that maybe weren't planned. And some of the best results that I have seen have been some of those unplanned results. And so I think science, and particularly social science, has changed a little bit in the last decade or so to be more practical oriented, more applied. And of course, our project very much focused on participation. And so we used stakeholders and stakeholder participation from the beginning on through a stakeholder committee, involved it in the curriculum development, in revision, in the classes themselves, in the community building. That was the foundation for the SOAR project, where we then improved the skills of our staff and integrated a new element, which was the student research farm. So this is kind of a transdisciplinary approach, and I really agree with this approach because, to me, this is the kind of science that is most needed or relevant in many cases, particularly projects that are looking for a benefit for the people.
But in the end, we really established this foundation, this teaching team, but also a cooperation between countries and universities that really enabled the next project, SOAR project, to happen. We also had a great cross-pollination with another of your project in Uganda. We had a tremendous collaborative meeting here and visits as well.
Another great result is that we had this teaching team that became a real community with each other, and the fact that they came up with ideas like, let's have a book club together. And so every month they would read an organic article, improving their organic knowledge, improving their English skills, which has been a topic for us. And they've also improved their ability to be as a team. And I think this is something that institutes and departments, even in Austria, maybe aren't so successful. They really have a team feeling. They can disagree and continue on. They can critique each other, improve their work and their knowledge. And this is a real asset for moving forward. For our project, we defined stakeholders as anywhere from staff and faculty at the university, but also students. We had many focus groups also to get opinions along the way. But we also have NGOs, people from the organic sector. We had people from the ministry. We had staff from BOKU. We had also the project partners as well. So a really diverse group of beneficiaries, actors, yeah. So the stakeholder committee then was something that followed us through the entire BOAR project and through the SOAR project. And this is where we went back with revisions. We invited them to events. And I think in our project, we are very, we find multifunctionality very helpful. So we are not only here to build curriculum and skilled professionals, but we're also there to help boost the organic sector, right? So if there's no organic sector, there's not really a place for potential farmers or these skilled practitioners. So it's kind of a give and a take, and we're looking for what benefits them as well as what benefits us. And another thing that we implemented in our curriculum itself was, in each class, a stakeholder has been paired with a professor or with a class, so that that brings practice and real world problems and solutions to the students as well, which is very attractive to the students.
So many opportunities have been had. So thank you very much.
A bed full of growing plants, smiling faces of young students. Then another picture. People processing dried apples or filling finished apple chips into green packaging. A Armenia has a wide variety of local herbs, a speaker from the Appian practice event told the audience. They are particularly proud of the apricot trees they were successfully planted in the last academic year. Have you ever wondered where your food comes from? How it has been grown? Considering the World Food Waste Day and the 20th Appear in Practice event, we from Welt im Ohr are focusing on this topic today, the topic of organic farming with a focus on Armenia. Listen with us and immerse yourself in the world of organic agriculture. A live talk with students and farmers from Armenia and scientists from the Appear project Strengthening Organic Agriculture in Armenia, short SOA project.
Yes, and we're back live, and I'd like to say hello again to our wonderful and special guests from Armenia and present them a little bit. We started talking with Marian Movsisyan, and she is the Vice Rector for International Relations and Educational Reforms at the Armenian National Agrarian University, ANAU. Currently, Marian is co-coordinating the APEA-funded SOA project, which focuses on strengthening organic agriculture in Armenia. Hello again, Mariam.
Hello.
Hi. Would you like to add something about yourself?
The most important things now, it's my PhD. Now I'm studying at Valladolid University for continuing my academic excellence in a new type of education. It's extension courses, micro-credential, and so on, and also using blockchain and different technical tools in education.
Mm-hmm. And where is the university?
In Spain.
Okay, wow. Nice. But you don't have to learn Spanish. Everything is in English.
No, it's in English. Yeah. It's a distance. I mm-hmm. visited several times during the year, and I am working with my supervisor from Armenia mostly.
Okay.
Thank you.
Luzine Nalbandian, hi, is a dedicated agroecologist and sustainable agriculture consultant with over 19 years of experience in organic farming, land management, and rural development. You lead the APEA-SOA project at ANAU in collaboration with Boku University in Vienna, and you serve as the president of the Organic Armenia Agricultural Association. You like to add something about you?
I'm Lucine, and now I think you mentioned the most important things, and whatever I'm doing, it's very much connected to organic agriculture, and that's mean that I love organic agriculture.
Great. And then I have Diana Kasamanian. You're a Lebanese Armenian who graduated from the American University of Science and Technology. You worked as an accountant in Lebanon and applied then for the Teach for Armenia program. And you were selected amongst 1,600 applicants. And you moved to Armenia and taught mathematics there and robotics. And you are now at Boku University, currently in Vienna as part of a one-semester Erasmus mobility program. Something to add about you, Diana?
I think you taught everything.
Okay, so the most important. So how do you feel in Vienna at Boku University?
It's important to me to come here to gain knowledge from another university, and now I'm taking my master's degree in Armenia organic agriculture.
Mm-hmm. You learned German too?
No.
No need to. Everything is in English.
Yeah.
So, okay, last but not least, hi, Arek Gastian. You hold a master's degree in pharmacy from Yerevan Medical University. You've been involved in agriculture since your youth. Since childhood,
yeah.
And you converted the family farm to organic farm. You've been involved in organic community development. What else are you doing, Arek?
So currently, I'm studying I'm again a student. I'm studying natural resource management and ecological engineering at Boku University. And this is because it's very important for me to follow the path of lifelong learning. And the second, it's very important to follow the best expertise. So for agriculture, for different other industries in Armenia, it's important to get the knowledge from the people who are already like suffered, tried a lot of things. And for Armenia, it's very important to bring the expertise and develop our economy. We are a small economy. We have like very specific areas where we have like very strong competencies. And I believe that one of them is organic agriculture. We're a landlocked country. We have very limited options for logistics. And I think that only with bringing like added value in our products, like an option is an organic agriculture, we can offer something that will be interesting for the world.
Mm-hmm. Agriculture is crucial for Armenia, playing a key role in the economy, as you said, employment also, and rural development. The sector supports poverty reduction, food security, and community sustainability. Luzine, how can organic farming contribute to improving rural livelihoods and boosting also Armenia's economy?
As Arek was mentioning, Armenia is a landlocked country and we do have limited resources to produce. But the main time, agriculture is one of the main sources of economy. So it's important to produce goods that are competitive and we can compete with neighbors and not only with the quality, not with the quantity. Here is why organic agriculture can play a crucial role here and to ensure that the products produced in Armenia organically can be competitive and can gain the niche markets as they are doing now. And this can support the development of rural livelihoods, to support communities to improve their livelihoods and to do things sustainably. And as it is well known, business as usual cannot be option anymore. So we have to change our behavior. And one of the best ways to change our behavior is to start thinking in another way and not to put ourselves first, but maybe to put ourselves together with nature and to take care of our resources, and then we'll go towards more sustainable reality.
Mm-hmm. Sounds very good. Armenia also has a strong export potential with products like apricots, pomegranates, wine, and organic goods gaining international interest. Its diverse climate are ideal for high-value crops. So what challenges does Armenia face in expanding organic farming and accessing international markets?
From my experience, I can bring that. So from maybe 2016 to 2022, Armenian organic sector was growing really very quickly. It was even doubling every year. But due to different like factors, some economic factors, some political factors, so for the last years, we were having kind of stagnation. And we as an association have the goal to create the success for Armenian companies. So the success stories are very important in order to involve more and more farmers and then to form a critical mass. Because like for a lot of things such are like inputs, it's very difficult for single farmers to go and find inputs, for challenges to go and find solutions. But when there are no 1, 5 or 10 or 20 farmers, but then there are 100, it's much more easier. Much more easier for like service providing companies to form products which will be available for those companies. So the producers and their products will be competitive and will be profitable.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what we are doing for the last years, except like giving like a lot of trainings, knowledge, etc.
You have a master program also established within the SOA project, and you have also in Akung an organic educational and experimental center. So Mariam, what have you already been able to try out in practice, and why is practice also important?
Our master students, all their practical classes they are doing at Akung mostly, but also they are visiting different Armenian farms organic. And it's very important to have a place for doing experiments. Of course, this kind of farms is help us students to have their places for doing research. And it's very helpful. And last 2 years, we have already certificate organic farm, not only just organic farm. And this make their results more...
like visible or...
not only visible, trustable, I think. In general, organic agriculture master program year by year becoming more interesting for young persons. And now we have also short courses. It's a very interesting idea because this short coursing helps farmers to learn about the organic agriculture. For young people, maybe it can be also career orientation, and maybe after these courses they will apply for master courses. In this case, we try to also make awareness raising of agriculture sector.
So, Diana, you're in this master program too. And what do you enjoy most about your current master's program?
What I enjoyed in my master program is how it combines scientific research and practical solutions. I'm especially interested in agroecology and soil health because they're crucial to transforming from conventional to organic agriculture.
How does it influence your perspective on organic farming?
I chose organic farming because I'm passionate about sustainable farming practices. I'm growing in a family deeply rooted in agriculture with both my father and brother in this field. I've always been inspired by sustainable
organic farming.
Yes,
farming in general.
I'm motivated to be part of the movement that ensures ecological balance while providing people with healthier food.
So let's make a break and listen to some good music and come back to continue talking about the interesting project between Armenia and Austria. Diana, your family are farmers and you mentioned wanting to switch from conventional to organic farming. From your experience and studies, what do you see as the biggest challenges in transitioning from conventional to organic farming? What would make this process easier?
From both my family experience and what I have learned or studied in this year, one of the biggest challenges is soil fertility management, because we can't use synthetic inputs. And the certification process is also an issue because it's high prices, and market access is an issue in this field because we have small-scale farmers in Armenia.
Mm-hmm. So, Arek, what do you think? You have also long years experience?
So, in organic agriculture, it's almost 10 years. For the beginners, the most challenge is like to be control of the flow of information, because when you start your conversion, there is a lot of information. So, here is also very important to have the professionals, to have the higher education, such we have now master program. So, this to be done not sporadically, but systematically. Even farmers can like interact with each other and share like sometimes correct, sometimes false information. And it makes the process very difficult, because organic agriculture itself is a difficult process for learning, for starting. It's a long-term planning process. So usually from farm, it takes 3 years to totally convert organic and to sell their products as organic. So this means that the farmer has to have that commitment, like to invest in organic agriculture and not to see the profit at least 3 years. Mm-hmm. And this is why that, so we consider that it is not fair that organic farmers do not have supporters, and founded our organic association in 2019. But about association, it's better to tell Lucina.
Mm-hmm. Yes, please. Can you say a few words on that?
For me, and starting to the point, like what our farmers are lacking in order organic agriculture to grow wider, first of all, it's a governmental support. And I do hope that it will arrive soon and we'll get the subsidies in place to support farmers to turn from conventional to organic. And also what Arek was mentioning, like establishment of association had one very important goal, to serve as an umbrella organization for all organic farmers, to unite their voice and to bring it to the officials, to the government, and to show that this is so important, to give the hand to the farmers who want to take the path of organic agriculture and who found within themselves a courage to do so. And this is so important to be supported as well.
Mm-hmm. Let's bring in a bit philosophy, because you already mentioned it's very important to be close to nature, that nature is very important for all of us. We should be more aware and raise awareness. Mariam, do you think that science can do this work?
Yes, especially organic agriculture, sustainable agriculture master courses have inside this kind of messages. It's like there are also philosophy, how to live, how to take care of about human, about the earth. And it's very important to understand that not only the profit is the main idea, it is the earth where we live. Mm-hmm. And for being alive, we need to have healthy food. And this idea is to take care of everything. It's also a philosophical part of agriculture. Of course, we also had ethical classes at our master program, and it also helped them to understand the importance of land, plants, and so on, and how to take care of them.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to say a few words on that? Did you experience something important on raising awareness within also the SOA project?
This is very important topic, and how we start doing that or continue to do it from BOA to SOA is that we had these stakeholders committees, which consists of organic producers and all those people who are interested in promotion of organic agriculture. And we were bringing them in together with us to cooperate and to raise awareness on organic agriculture and to build our master's program participatory and to make it not just a curriculum from the university, but curriculum which has been built with the support of farmers and all important stakeholders. And raising awareness of organic agriculture is so important, and it has been taken a good care of OASI project, which you have been mentioning, which has been supported by Austrian Development Agency. So this was kind of a kickstart for raising awareness about organic agriculture in Armenia. And thanks to that project, all this process is started and then appear supported to start the organic agriculture master's program. And within this second SOA project, we have been able, I guess, to promote organic agriculture quite well and to raise awareness about it.
Mm-hmm. Arek, you would like to mention something also on raising awareness with the different stakeholders, with students?
I'm trying to remember all the process and how this sector started to develop. And so Lucinema has mentioned, but I want to mention again that here Austria has played like very important role, because there were several projects funded by Austrian Development Agency to promote, to support organic sector in Armenia. So at least from 2015, there were active projects. From 2016, there was an organic agriculture support initiative project ongoing in Armenia. And then later, another project, which was a green agriculture initiative in Armenia, have been heavily supporting sector, not only the farmers, but also bringing a lot of informational support to bring the focus of the public to these matters. So it was really maybe very easy for them to do, because Austria has like this very long experience dealing with organic agriculture, and they have already like experienced, and they do know all this philosophical debates and so how we put the sustainability against the efficacy. So Austria is a landlocked country as well, and for us it's also important to bring a bit more formal sustainability.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Mariam, please.
I would like to mention that Austrian government have very big influence at our university, because our sustainable agriculture master program, precision agriculture master program, is also funded by the Austrian Development Agency and EU Gaia project. We have also infrastructure development based on these funds. And in this case, we can say that this kind of direction is growing at Armenian National Agrarian University. And we are very thankful to Austrian Development Agency and Austrian government. This help us to bring new knowledge, new understanding of agriculture. And now we have this kind of educational programs at Armenian National Agrarian University. Also, 2 weeks ago, we have a Green Agriculture First International Conference in Armenia, also funded by Austrian Development Agency, and SOA project is also like co-organizer of this event. It was very nice. And also for awareness raising, this educational programs, project, conference, and other small events have very big influence on society, Armenian society. And also, why not other international partners which participated in this event?
So the SOA project ends in May. Do you have already ideas on how to continue? Do you have ideas for new projects or cooperations with Austria?
Yes, of course. We were never lacking good ideas, as our co-coordinator, Milena Klimuk, used to say. So, yeah, we do have some nice ideas, and there are several ones. First of all, we were thinking that a good idea for project continuation would be inclusion of vocational schools at the education process on organic agriculture. And the other one would be the research farms. So to do the research with farmers at their farms and to adopt it as a result and to disseminate it for the others. And also continuation of building up the cooperation and making it a bit wider than just organic to include other sectors and other master programs, which ANAU is offering for the moment, and to make them to follow the road that organic agriculture master's program has taken in order to develop them furthermore as well. So these are just a couple of ideas, but believe me, we do have many more.
I do. Yeah, so you're in Vienna and you will stay a bit more. What do you take away from the Austrian practice and excursions? You visited a lot of things here. Arek?
It was very interesting to have excursions to the farms and productions and really to see a lot of inventions and try to project them on Armenian reality. Because like organic farmers are always novators. They try to learn new things and bring. And in this perspective, it was really, really very interesting because there were a lot of new things that we have seen in the farms. Also, it was like very important to meet again with different farmers with which we have all the connections, and like they were like our old friends to have renewed our connections.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Diana? What did you take from this Austrian practice?
Okay, from Austria and Boku University, I learned how important it is to connect science with farming and community. Their approach to sustainable agriculture, education, and certification inspired me to think about how we can take these things to Armenia. And I believe we can adapt their models to strengthen our own organic agriculture movement.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Luzina? What do you think?
It's amazing all the time to meet these wonderful people who are so caring, and they're giving you endlessly their courage, their readiness to support, and also this holistic approach which they have in their heart and souls. For instance, today the farm who was hosting us was saying that it's so important to close the environmental loop and always to have animal husbandry with crop production together, that they cannot be separated, and you cannot think of having sustainable organic farm without animal husbandry. And these kind of things are so important. And yesterday there was a takeaway message for us about circularity, for the circular economy, and we have met our good friend Johannes Gutmann, and once again he was saying like, just believe in yourself and know that you can do whatever nice idea you had. Just go ahead, tell the story. And he was telling us constantly that we do have this story and we just need to develop it and to bring it to the consumers. I hope we can succeed with that.
I wish you very good luck. Mm-hmm. And you brought something wonderful, and we had the chance to taste it. These were apple chips, organic, of course. And yeah, Momo, can you bring the apple chips so that we can bite in, and maybe our listeners, they would like to have them too. But then you have to travel to Armenia.
Yeah, hello from the other side. So I will bring you something from Austria, but also something you gifted us yesterday at the 20th European Practice event. And our listener will hopefully hear a little bit about when we open it. Because maybe, Arek, you can tell our listeners or you all together what is like the specialty about those apple chips.
We get to the point where we already got the harvest from Agung Organic Farm. And we were trying to understand what we are going to do to prolong the shelf life and the shelf life of the fruits that we have, and also to have some kind of interesting way of like processing this as a product. And we came to the idea of having apple chips. It was not easy. It was really very challenging because organic chips should apple chips should not contain any preservatives or additives. And also it's very challenging to dry them in the level when you can feel the crisp when you eat. Because organic apple chips, so overall apple chips will absorb very quickly the humidity from air. And usually the productions fry the apple chips in oil in order to keep this crispy. So it was like really very difficult, but not impossible for us.
But when can we get them in Vienna, in Austria, and all other products, of course, from Armenia?
So there are now initiatives, and we are actively working to get our organic products available on the shelves in Vienna.
Mm-hmm, great. And Lucina, I think I read that you also have something to do with organic cosmetics.
I used to be the chief agronomist at the organic cosmetic producing company, which called Nairian, and we had organic fields such as damask rose field and other essential oil containing plants fields. So it's kind of a heaven when you wake up early in the morning and when roses are blossoming. It's kind of an aromatherapy and color therapy to see and to smell.
Sounds beautiful. So let's taste. Apple chips.
The apple chips are
Let's
here.
Taste them. And in the meantime, yes,
you
Momo, you can
it?
You can open
Should
it.
Open
you
it?
Can open
okay.
it. Okay.
But you need to
open
talk,
it.
So maybe
yes,
I got you another
yes.
microphone.
I will talk, and I'd like to say a big thank you that you came to visit us in Austria, in Vienna, that you gave us an insight to this great project. And I also like to say thank you to our listeners and also to the Armenian staff who came with you. How many people came?
We are six people.
Yes, and thank you and hi to all the Armenian staff listening to us, and especially to Rosanna. I was able to get to know her yesterday. She's a lecturer at the university. Is right, Mariam?
Yes. She's ex-head of the language center, and now she's teaching English, and she's a teacher of organic agriculture master course.
And I had the chance to learn a lot about Armenia from her yesterday.
Nice to hear.
Okay, let's see. It's very nice and very crunchy. Thank you.
A little bit of Easter chocolate as well.
Thank you so much. Wow.
Now we have the rest of it. I hope all the listeners are hearing like our crunches.
Mm-hmm. So we will hopefully meet again.
Yeah.
And thank you again for being here live in the studio for Welt im Ohr. Thank you to Momo Konishio also on the technics. And thanks again to our listeners.
We will hear us next month. And all the best for all of your research and the SOAR project.
Thank you.
Welcome to Welt im Ohr,
a radio program and podcast of the OEAD, Austria's Agency for Education and Internationalization.
Created by the team of Education and Research for Development Cooperation.
In the framework of APEAR, the Austrian Partnership Program in Higher Education and Research for Development.
Funded by the Austrian Development Cooperation.
Today, live from ORF, Austria's Broadcasting Corporation.
Hosted by
Meyada Hadaya and
Momo Konishio.